All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And I don't know how many of you are hacking right now, but there is definitely, well, there are two things that are going around. Number one is this cold, which is going around, which is, it starts out, at least for a lot of people, it starts out with a scratchy throat, and then it'll work its way down to the lung, and then you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night, coughing your head off, except those of you in Canada, where I guess you can get the really good cough syrup, so good for you. Good for you. Happy for you. And then the other thing, of course, is the lower GI situation, which I don't think needs any additional information, quite frankly. But anyway, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us, and so many things to get into on the program. I don't even know where to begin. Well, I know where to begin, actually. Probably at the beginning would be a very good place to begin. I've generally found that to be a very good way to start off. So yesterday, the Buffalo Bills had a football game, and they went into the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead, and they ended up blowing the game. And, you know, it's interesting because I got some dirty looks yesterday because at halftime, Mrs. Bowerly and I went to dinner, and I said in my kind of loud voice, I said, well, I wonder how the Bills are going to blow it today, because you know they're going to lose, and they're not just going to lose, it's going to be in epic Greek tragedy style. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And the irony of irony is the Josh Allen rule is, well, used to defeat Josh Allen. It's not good enough anymore to win the coin toss and get the first points and game over. The other team gets a chance to touch the ball, and they marched right down the field, and Hurt just walked into the end zone for the Philadelphia win. What do you, I'm going to ask you guys an open-ended question. What do you believe the situation is with Buffalo sports? Are the Buffalo sports teams, seriously, like, I'm not a big believer in curses or things like that, but there are people who believe in curses. And do you, forgetting the whole curse thing for a minute, in your lifetime, do you believe a Buffalo sports team, other than the Bandits, the lacrosse team, will the Sabres or the Bills win the championship? And honestly, at 60 years old, I think that there is a very high probability that I will go into my urn, after cremation, of course, without ever seeing a Buffalo franchise of the NFL or the NHL win a championship. But you know what? You get to the point where you become okay with that, because really, let's think about it. Let's just be logical about it. Okay, let's say the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl. Does it give you a raise at work? Probably not. Does it make your life happier? Probably not. Are you going to get a dream husband or a dream wife? Probably not, because of the Buffalo Bills or the Buffalo Sabres. The only thing that really you get out of it is the opportunity to spend, oh, I don't know, what would it be? NFL prices, $80 a t-shirt for a t-shirt that says Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champion. You get a chance to spend more money on the National Football League. So, I mean, you just have to keep these things, I think, in proper perspective. But you know what? When you have watched Buffalo sports, even casually, as I do, for a long time, you learn to temper your expectations. You learn not to get carried away by any of the hype, or at least you should learn that. And unfortunately, there are still people who believe, let's believe, B-I-L-L-I-E-V-E, believe what? They always blow it. They can't win the big games. They just can't win the big games. Now, the referees, Okay, so they called 10 penalties on Buffalo, one on Philadelphia in the first half. They missed a horse collar on Josh Allen, but the Bills still had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. So I'm sorry, as crappy as the officiating was yesterday, the Buffalo Bills still were ahead, and yep, they still found a way to lose the game because they're not that good. They're not. I'm sorry. I know that this is irritating to some people, but probably most of you, but the great teams always find a way to win the big games. Patrick Mahomes, at least he's pulled out some big championship games. Josh Allen, how many has he pulled out? How about zero? Zero Super Bowl appearances, zero wins, zero losses, and I just don't see that changing. And it didn't really help a situation that Josh tossed a perfect pass right into the Philadelphia guy's hands, and Philadelphia was able to get back in the game based on points gained from the turnover. And, I mean, you know what? It's easy. I think it's easy to say, well, it's the offensive coordinator. Oh, it's Sean McDermott. But does anybody else remember the era before the Marv Levy era, when it was basically coach of the year coming in for the Buffalo Bills? Look, we have a new coach. Things are going to change now. And things never changed because Buffalo has never won a Super Bowl. Four straight appearances, four straight losses. That's just downright embarrassing. It's downright embarrassing. Maybe a little less partying in Tampa and a little more focus on the game, and they would have beat the New York Giants and at least had one Super Bowl victory to their credit, but they did not do it. And, you know, I think I'd like your thoughts on this. As a Buffalo sports fan, have you learned yet? I got to put it this way. Have you learned yet that no matter how much a Buffalo team is leading by, no matter what the situation is, when it is clutch time, they always find a way to lose? How do you blow a 10-point fourth quarter lead in the National Football League? Are you thinking about being on ESPN's highlight reel? What exactly happens? Whom do you blame? And again, I know that there are many people calling for Sean McDermott's head, and I frankly don't know if it's Sean McDermott's fault or what, but I will say this, and actually had a caller remind me of this but last week or the week before, whenever it was. I don't remember these things. But apparently, I'll take credit for it, even though I don't really remember having said it, but the 13-second Kansas City game, where nobody was held accountable after that game for the failure to attempt a squib kick. Nobody was held accountable. And everything was just, oh, wait till next year, wait till next year, wait till next year. And that was the DeMar Hamlin season. And we know that they got slaughtered by the Cincinnati Bengals in the playoff game, as I expected they would. I'm afraid that the Kansas City 13-second game is one of those traumatic events in the life of a sports franchise over which that sports franchise is not going to triumph. And here's another thing, too. I want you to think back to the beginning of not this season, but last season. Remember the Von Miller preseason video that he put out saying, basically, this is the year. I know Buffalo fans have heard this before. Wide right. Music City Miracle. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But this is the year. I'm Von Miller, and this isn't going to happen this time. And what happens? They bow out earlier that year than they did the year before with the 13-second loss to Kansas City. I honestly do not believe that psychologically the team ever did or ever will recover from that. To be 13 seconds away from advancing, okay, to be that close to victory and have the game decided because of a terrible coaching decision regarding the ensuing kickoff was a little bit more than I could bear. And I'm not going to lie. I am very proud of myself because the people I was hanging around with then, they're all dancing around, happy, exuberant, filled with joy. And I looked around. I did not stand up. I simply said, "Hey guys, there are 13 seconds left. This is Buffalo, and I've seen this movie before. I wouldn't start celebrating until it's over." And sure enough, you know the rest of the story. Mahomes to Kelsey, Mr. Taylor Swift, and game over, and Kansas City wins, and the Buffalo fans once again are left shaking their head. What do you believe in your lifetime? Well, what do you think the odds are of a Buffalo franchise, either the Bills or the Sabres, winning a Stanley Cup or winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy in the case of the Buffalo Bills? Do you think you are ever going to see a victory parade for the Bills or the Sabres as the climax to a season of Buffalo Bills football or Buffalo Sabres hockey? And I must tell you that the older I become, though obviously it's one of the variables, the odds of that happening go down and down and down and down and down. I am at the point now where I don't think I'm ever going to see it. My father went to his grave. He never saw it. He was born in 1930. My mother was born in 1933. She's never seen it. Of course, then again, she couldn't care less. But I don't think we're going to see it. This Buffalo Bills team is a long way from being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And the fact that psychologically, look, sports is obviously physiological, but it's also psychological. And I think the team, I mean, my analysis of the team is there were two major traumas which happened to this organization within the last couple of seasons. Number one, the debacle in Kansas City, for which nobody was held accountable. The 13-second meltdown of the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs advance. Okay, that was number one. And the DeMar Hamlin situation was number two. And that was a true life-or-death trauma situation. Okay? And again, the referees, did they suck yesterday? Yeah, they did. Did it look, I'm not saying it was, but if you were a casual observer, would you be able to make an argument that, wow, that seems awfully fixed to me? How come they're letting Philly get away with this and Buffalo's getting called for everything? I understand why people think pro sports are fixed, leaving any specific brand name, of course, out of the discussion. But it's got to be. And this is why I'm personally glad that I do not overly emotionally invest myself in Buffalo sports teams, because I happen to believe that they're never going to win a championship during my lifetime. And there's just so much disappointment and so much angst you can take before you say, I'll believe it when I see it. And I think that's a very rational approach. I'll believe it when I see it. If you want to convince me that you're a championship team, I have an idea. Go win a championship. And this edition of the Bills team isn't going to do it. And here's what's disturbing also is they're getting older. The star players on the team are getting older and older and older. What are they going to be playing wheelchair football next? I mean, we still have a great roster. Half the guys are in chairs, but we still have a great roster. Is that what's going to happen? And my kudos to all wheelchair-bound athletes, by the way. How you do what you do is beyond me, but kudos to what you do. What do you guys think? I mean, how emotionally connected are you to Buffalo sports? And do you believe you're ever going to see a parade for the Vince Lombardi Trophy or the Stanley Cup down Delaware Avenue in your lifetime? Are you ever going to see that? And I would put the probability of that during my lifetime, and I think I have a pretty good idea of what my lifespan is going to be. I'd put it at maybe 5% at the top. 5% tops. That's as much as I will as much as I will do. And you'll forgive my occasional coughing. It's just this stupid cold, which is going around. Which I'll tell you one thing, it's persistent. I mean, I feel fine. It's just that it's just you might hear the occasional cough or sniffle during the program today. It's nothing to worry about. It's just one of those things. It's wintertime and people get colds, and I'm no different than the average schnook. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN is 13 seconds the closest the Bills in your lifetime are going to come to going back to the Super Bowl and having a chance to win the big game. That would be one question. And let's get back to no goal. When was that, 1999? That is about as close as the Sabres are going to get to winning a Stanley Cup in my lifetime. Now, again, there are so many variables to be considered. And one of the things that I stress constantly, probably too much, is injuries. Injuries. Injuries happen. And the way Josh Allen plays, he's going to get injured at some point, and he's going to be out for a long time at some point. And the older you become, the harder it is to bounce back from injuries. The Buffalo Sabres, Tage Thompson. I mean, he's gone for how long? And he's the guy, he's the man with the Buffalo Sabres. So it becomes a very frustrating enterprise to be a fan of a professional sports team in Buffalo, with the exception of the Buffalo Bandits. And certainly they have their following. Lacrosse obviously does not have the cred of the NHL or the NFL in particular. But will you see in your lifetime a Buffalo NFL team or NHL team win the big game, and why do you think that is? And I think with the Buffalo Bills, I will believe this until the day I die, the 13-second miscue and the failure of anybody, including Sean McDermott, to be held accountable for that stupid decision, I think that left an indelible mark on this team. An indelible mark on the team. There's not a guy who is there then, who is there now, who doesn't remember 13 seconds. And if you think that doesn't get in the back of your head, you're wrong, because it does. Doesn't matter whether you're a pro football player or you sell cars for a living. You screw up like that so late in the game you should have won, it's going to be in your head. 803-0930 is the phone number. How married are you to the Buffalo sports scene? Is it something that you simply live by, or is it something that you don't really take all that seriously? 803, but it's, I swear on all that is holy, sitting down at halftime, I literally said, yep, I know they're going to lose this game, and I know it's going to be in epic, tragic fashion, because that's the Buffalo Bills, and that's what they do. They always find a way to lose in clutch situations, and they've never won a Super Bowl. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Oh, you're so pessimistic. Believe, believe. Put your Alan Diggs sign in front of the house. Why?
Tell you what, when they win, I'll be very happy for them. But from the grave is where that's going to be. It's 28 minutes after 2 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly on a Monday. Welcome to the program. How married are you to Buffalo sports? And are the Buffalo teams ever going to win the big trophy? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right. right, Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So the Buffalo Bills blow a 10-point fourth quarter lead, and they find a way to use the cliche to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But that's what I expected. I sat down at halftime, and I said, they're not going to win this game. They're going to lose it, and it's going to be in epic Buffalo Bills fashion. And the Philadelphia overtime win. I mean, the irony of this is that the Josh Allen rule actually kept Josh Allen unwinning in overtime games in the National Football League. Let's go to how invested emotionally do you allow yourself to get in Buffalo sports? Are Buffalo sports franchises basically cursed? And do you really believe in your lifetime you're going to see the Sabres or the Bills walking down or driving down Delaware Avenue or wherever it might be, carrying the Stanley Cup or the Vince Lombardi Trophy? And obviously, the older I become, the less likely that becomes. Let's go to Mike in Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Oh, you said it just perfectly. Yes. My friends and I, people that would know anything, we are cursed. It is a curse.
Okay, it's a curse. Curses are hard to prove, obviously, because you're talking about the question of theology, a question of guesswork. From where does the curse come, sir?
It's hard to describe, but it's like it's either a curse or just dumb bad luck. I mean, the only thing that we ever succeeded to have was an AFL championship, which is the pre-Super Bowl, but look at it this way. We've had our chances in Stanley Cups, Super Bowls. We lost them all. When we had the Braves here, they're doing better as the Clippers. But the thing is, a lot of people don't understand with the history of our sports is our teams get tired near the end, and that's just what happens. The Bills especially. And the big fascination with football now, I'm never going to understand. The only thing I can think of is people are becoming bigger fanatics with football than they did in the Kelly times is because I think people's lives have become so empty, they want to get on the bandwagon. They want to be a part of something. And
oh, hey, you're a part of your horn. What did somebody just do to piss you off?
No, somebody just cut me off. But the thing is, I have seen people
road rage live on the air. Go ahead. Sorry.
I have seen people on social networks that I've known growing up in high school, grade school. They have never, ever talked, nor have they ever said anything or gotten into sports until a few years ago. And they don't understand anything. I mean, they're like hot and cold running water. Oh, the Bills are great when they win, but when they lose, they stink. They're terrible. People don't understand. To me, those are different from what I would consider my parents and other relatives as followers. They have followed the Bills. My parents had season tickets when the Bills started. And they understood that when the Bills lose, it's a loss. And everybody knows, too, that bad calls are made on every team, not just the Bills. To me, that's just a bunch of crybaby nonsense. All teams get bad calls, all of them. And the people are just going to blame the officials all the time. They haven't watched enough football to understand it.
Well, you know what? It would be easy to say the referees cost the Buffalo Bills that game. However, the Bills were leading by 10 points going into the fourth quarter, and Josh Allen launches a perfect pass with giving Philadelphia great field position because Josh Allen got intercepted again.
There you go. They could be so great. I mean, it even happened with Kelly before. And his team, and they had the greatest team since the late 60s. But people have to understand, it is a team. It is a team that acts like a team. You can't just depend on three or four people to take us to a Super Bowl in that. I mean, Josh Allen, Jim Kelly was with the Bills for 5 years, and in the 5 years, he took us to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen hasn't. And people like to say how Josh Allen is the greatest quarterback they've seen. He isn't. And people need to think. I know you want to bask in the glory of the times of Josh Allen's days. Oh, you know, like, I want to see a Super Bowl, not when I was a little kid, but when I'm a mid-adult. Well, too bad. We can't have everything. But Jim Kelly, despite of how much I don't like him personally, him and his team took us farther than anybody else. But they blew all those Super Bowls.
Well, that is absolutely, absolutely correct. By the way, Jim Kelly was with the Bills for 11 seasons, not five, just as a point of reference. But I mean, here's what gets me. I cannot blame your friends for being bandwagon fans, and I'll tell you why. Football is entertainment. And when the Bills are entertaining, people will watch and get into them, just like people watch Yellowstone. Okay, I don't blame people for jumping on the bandwagon whatsoever, because who wants to go and freeze your nads off in a stadium that isn't even going to be covered in Buffalo, New York, in the middle of December? I mean, there's this new stadium they're building, when you're only going to see your team get humiliated and you're not going to see a very good football team play. And, you know, let's face it, I'm sorry, but the Bills are a team that is in disintegration mode, and I think they've been in disintegration mode since 13 seconds at Kansas City. That's as close as they're coming within the next 20 years.
Well, I know that we've had Kelly more than 5 years. I'm talking about within the 5 years that he was with the Bills, how far he took us. But my parents, my dad, all the way up into his 80s, he went to all the he did not miss except one football game since the first season of the Bills. And my parents went through the cold and everything. It's just being a part of Western New York. If you can't take the cold, take the cold. If you feel it's too cold to go to a game, you're not a big enough fan as you make yourself outspoken to be. Everybody takes the cold. You go outside and shovel and everything. You go out. It's a winter game. People need to understand that.
Yeah, but see, you have to understand, too, we have a lot of elderly people in Western New York and elderly heart patients. Extremes of cold and extremes of heat are not healthy for them. It has nothing to do with how big or how little a fan they are. It has everything to do with entertainment. Football is entertainment. And at the end of the day, sir, these guys who make millions and millions of dollars a year, you know what they are? They're beer salesmen and they're car salesman. That's it.
Yeah, but we got old. But I've seen the old people at the games when I went with my parents.
Well,
and the people that are jumping on the bandwagon now, these are the younger people. The younger people that complain about the cold. I mean, they're young people. I was in my 40s going to these games still. You dress up warm. That's all you got to do.
Been to my fair share of games in bitterly cold temperatures, sir, back in the Jim Kelly era that you mentioned. But I'm just saying, just because people don't go to the games does not mean that they're not fans. I mean, you could have disabled veterans who don't want the hassle of the wheelchair situation. There are many reasons why people don't go, but I think for most people, the NFL and the NHL are entertainment just like a movie on Netflix or Amazon.
Well, no, I understand that. But the younger people make it feel like it is their life. They go on about saying, like, they're on Facebook making comments, like, every 15 minutes. I mean, these are people that literally have either empty lives or they just want to be noticed. And they're young people. These aren't people that were back from Vietnam or Korea or anything. These are young people that are active, that have great jobs and everything, but they complain about going to games. They do go for tailgating, though, but they won't go to the game.
Well,
and
Buffalo's
these are people that can handle it. They can handle it. They just don't want to. They just want to be, hey, look at me. I'm a Bills fan. I'll dress up like some goofy clown that shows I'm into the Bills more. No, it doesn't. You got followers and you got fans. Fans, those are people that go for entertainment, but they don't look at it as entertainment. They look at it as into something that they just get too heavily into. Your followers, those are people that are like, okay, the Bills lost. Yeah, there were a few bad calls, but that's the Bills.
Well, okay.
The people, they don't understand it.
At the end of the day, I think the most important question I have for you, sir, is this. In your garage, the wall of your garage or your basement, do you have a giant white letter D as in Delta and fence posts? Because if you say yes, I'm hanging up on you immediately.
No. No. My father, his basement was so decorated. He was on Channel 2 about 30 years ago for his sports stuff that he decorated the bar with. But my parents had more of a life than football. My dad was in the Air Force. My mom, she was into soaps and everything. But they didn't get into football like it was their life. But I never knew anybody that knew about football more than my parents and my uncle and my cousins that go to the games. They have other things going on in life. They don't go bragging about stuff. They don't have the whole front yard decorated with stuff because they don't feel they need people to recognize them as people that love the Bills. Because people already knew it. They didn't need to gain. They weren't looking for attention is what I'm trying to say. They weren't the types that needed to look for attention. They were into football,
right.
And that was it.
Got to go. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call.
All right.
How married are you to Buffalo sports? And by the time it's time to have your obituary listed, will you ever see the Bills or the Sabres win a Stanley Cup? And at this point in my life, I give it about a 5% probability, which ain't much. I fully expect I will go into my urn and never see the Bills win a Super Bowl or the Sabres win a Stanley Cup. Maybe I'm the curse. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Ken on WBEN. Ken, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, great topic there. You think I'm 100% with you there and what you're saying, your opening half hour there. I have my own take, being a lifelong Buffalonian following our teams. I'm the fan, the zealousness of our fans. We just think the bigger, I think the mentality is the more fandom we could pump into our teams, that would actually help our chances somehow in getting over that hump to get a championship. But I've learned that it's, like you said, it's just entertainment. And I enjoy what I can. I take from it when I watch. I just enjoy the good plays. And I try and just not think about, you know, what if.
As a 12-year-old boy, when the Sabres lost the Stanley Cup Finals to the Philadelphia Flyers, that was my first introduction to Buffalo sports disappointment syndrome. And then when they lost to Carolina, when they lost to Carolina in that year where it was the last year of Briere and Drury and that particular bunch of Buffalo Sabres, I saw this little boy, probably 7-8 years old, and he was crying outside of the arena, and I thought to myself, you know what? That used to be. That would have been me. That would have been me. But at that moment, right around that moment back in 1975, I realized, you know what? I think I'm going to put my emotion elsewhere.
Yeah. Make for happier general well-being. I think at the end of the day.
If you understand, I enjoy the game. I enjoy watching the game. I'm not going to lie about that. But the question is, the Buffalo Bills, I've never seen, and I think people should go back in history. Maybe you could go back far enough in the Boston Red Sox history, but they eventually did win World Series. But has there been a city which has seen more unbelievable losses than Buffalo, New York, whether it's the Sabres with no goal or whether it is the Buffalo Bills with a litany, just an absolute litany of screwing up and not being able to win the big games? It almost beggars belief.
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find one. And that touches on the other point I was going to make about our market, being the smaller market sports city that we are, is that we so want to be recognized as a sports city that matters, and as much as the big guys who get all the adoration and celebration from the media. We so want to be part of that, and it's just every year passes and we just can't make that leap up into that great level.
I mean, if you want to laugh, if you want to laugh and cry at the same time, go to the video Von Miller released before the beginning of last season. And you can add on to that video. I mean, I'm just saying that every single season, Buffalo Bills fans in particular go through absolute hell. Because, again,
I agree.
Forgive me, it's not just losing. It's losing in this, you could not write a script like this. It would be too unbelievable.
I wish I had a reason, or I just can't begin to understand why. But like I said, I take the good stuff out of it all that I can. The good things that happen, and just be thankful for that, I guess.
The good things that happen is you realize that never give up applies to certain teams like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, right.
At least in their dealings with the Buffalo Bills in recent years. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Are Buffalo sports teams cursed? Here is Norma in Tonawanda. Norma, you are on. Hello.
Hello. No, I don't believe they're cursed. It's just what it is, it is. But I believe the Buffalo Bills are shooting themselves in the foot with all these penalties that they're making. No question about it. Every single game, 8, 10, 11 penalties is crazy. And the refs play yesterday, honestly, I'm not that normal person, but they certainly didn't help. They had that one play where the guy collared Josh Allen, where he actually ripped his jersey right at the neck there. You could see he had been collared, but they didn't do anything about it.
No, it's a horse collar tackle. It's absolutely illegal. It's absolutely illegal for a reason, which you can look up on the internet. The Bills absolutely got screwed on that penalty, but that's life in the NFL. But again, right. my love, they were still ahead by 10 points in the fourth quarter, and they managed to blow it.
I know it. And then they walked up, they let it go at 20 seconds left. You didn't even want to just try one friggin' play at the end of the game. They had 20 seconds to try it. And they just left. That's good. We're done. We're okay with losing. You know what I mean? I think it's their mentality to lose, not our mentality.
Well, I mean, I don't believe Sean McDermott's going to be around next year. I mean, right now, I would say that the mood of the fans is Sean McDermott has taken this team as far as it's going to go. The team is now in regression mode, if not in outright disintegration mode.
Yeah. And all our injuries are certainly not helping. Not by any means the imagination. And like Von Miller, my goodness, he's had a year and a half to get back on the field. I don't know. I tore Achilles tendon. I had surgery on my Achilles tendon. I'm a nurse. I work 12 and a half hour shifts, work through different
jobs. How many times have you been hit by 350-pound dudes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's obviously a little different because I'm not doing that type of work, but they're in the best pristine position, you know, physical condition they can be. I just don't see how it could take that long to overcome that just because I've been through it myself.
This is where I disagree. Von Miller is an absolute competitor. He is passionate about the game. Von Miller is going to be a future coach, probably head coach in the National Football League. And you know what? He got a bad break with his knee. And when he was carted off last Thanksgiving, not this Thanksgiving, but the last Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the knee. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know that they're ever going to get out of Von Miller what they're paying for Von Miller because of physical limitations. I thank you kindly for the phone call on WBEN. So how much are you invested in Buffalo sports? And do you believe that in your lifetime you'll ever see the Bills or the Sabres actually win the big game? And in particular with the Bills, folks, you couldn't write a script like this or a novel. It would be too unbelievable, okay? Have you ever seen a team blow games in more spectacular fashion more often than the Buffalo Bills? It's uncanny. It's uncanny.